Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo. Over in Tupelo, it would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Claremont Harbor.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're looking for great weeknight meal ideas, beef is the ingredient of choice. Easy to cook, delicious, good for you, and so many different ways you can do it. You know, you get into those ruts with the weeknight meals, right? You're just like, okay, we're doing pizza tonight and tacos tomorrow and burgers. It's like, where do I go? Man, when you have beef as an ingredient, you can go anywhere you want. So many great ideas. If you're looking for them, they're at msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. If you are in need of new game day gear, the place to go is College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, filled with a half shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Sports Talk Mississippi will be at the infamous third location of College Corner this Thursday in Oxford. I am going to see if our good friend Scott will bring some maroon and white gear for me to give away amongst a sea of red and blue. And if that is the case, I will let you know, and hopefully you can come by if you're in the Oxford area and grab some Mississippi State stuff. So
maybe you can pick up some giveaway items for me.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love free stuff.
I'll see what I can do for you.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, he's struggling today.
It could be rough, and we have a rumblings episode. I went ahead and recorded, just full disclosure, ahead and recorded my radio show for today.
Yes, good call.
Just in case.
Good call.
I'm a prepared man.
As you should be, yeah.
A professional.
Yeah. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to enjoy the best lunch in town, the best blue plate in the city of Starkville, it's at Restaurant Tyler. Get you some catfish, some fried chicken, some hamburger steak, all the southern staples right there for you. Vegetables, cornbread. It's just the best kind of meal. Now, look, I don't have any guarantees about your productivity at work after you eat at Restaurant Tyler. You probably, that first hour is going to be a little tough. The itis will kick in, but you'll be all right. You'll be happy, if nothing else.
For some people, it might give you a boost.
Never know. You drink enough of sweet tea.
Yeah.
Balance it out.
That's what I do.
That's
the only reason I do that. It's not because I enjoy sweet tea.
No.
It's because I'm powering through.
Exactly.
It's, you know, I feel like I'm...
Again...
I'm being a hero.
You're professional.
Yeah.
Very professional.
That's correct.
Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide, show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to have a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I learned something today, Robbie, that podcasting, doesn't matter, you know, what level of podcaster you are, we're all the same. And I'll tell you why. I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast, and that's one of the biggest sports podcasts out there, right? I may even be the biggest. It's right up there with Pardon My Take, I believe. Their gimmick today was they were going to do the preview the NFL and assign each team an action movie from the 80s, right?
Nice.
So it was a fun concept, right? So the first team that they mentioned is the Chiefs. That's who they had as the number one seed in the AFC, right? And the movie they assigned them was Rocky IV.
Excellent movie.
Excellent movie, right? An hour later, they're talking about the Buccaneers, or I forget who, was it the Buccaneers or like it was somebody, and they used Rocky IV again. The whole point was to it was like a draft. You couldn't go back.
So they
So
forgot, or they just.
they just messed up, and I'm just like, so
I hope they're being held to the same accountability that we were.
all the times we've screwed something up, and I was like, I feel bad about it. This guy's the number Bill Simmons' number one podcaster in America. Has built an entire network of podcasting.
So
And
what was Rocky IV's, what did that have to do with the Chiefs?
I don't remember. It was something like that people are starting to, yeah, after last year with losing the Super Bowl, people are starting to doubt them. How are they going to get back on top? And
Oh,
that's
okay.
kind of
That
where it
makes
was.
sense.
So I forget what they had for the Steelers. I know the Saints, they did, they made it stay the Saints stone cold, which I was like, is that supposed to be an insult? That's great. I feel fantastic. I have to go back and find it with
Stone
it
Cold.
with
Who?
Brian Bosworth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought you might have been talking about that guy that blocked you on Twitter.
Never heard of him. So it's Wednesday. It's the Rumblings. That means it's brought to you by our friends at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities, and they are the official Property Improvement Services of Mississippi State University. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. We got a lot of questions today, so I
We
feel
do have
bad
a lot
for
of
you.
questions.
I feel bad for you.
We're going to do our best. Y'all just don't judge me.
I will not. I never judge. I'm unjudgy.
That's true for the most part, I
Yeah. All
would say. I
right, here we go.
like that purple shirt.
Thank you. It's my St. Al
The flashes.
Mighty Flashes. Here we go. Hunter Manis, would you rather describe in detail your first world problems to a homeless person or tell someone in a wheelchair you know what they're going through because your leg fell asleep once? It's an easy choice to go with number one. Especially if I can get
You
like a
could
quick.
be talking to me.
Well,
I'm the homeless person.
that's not yet.
Not yet.
That's
One day.
coming.
One day.
What I'm thinking is this. Like, first off, if you get a homeless person, you got like a 33% chance, one-third chance that
33.
you don't do that. No Steiner math for you today.
Yeah, I better not try.
You're gonna lose your voice at sacrifice. But you got that they're a crazy person, right? So you can just talk and they're not even listening to you. But for the rest of them,
A lot of them are like tweaking out, or, and no
yeah,
offense to
they
homeless people, but
Yeah, but they or they're just talking about God knows what. So yeah, to go in there and be like, look, I got to be honest, like it really bothers me when like I can't quite get the temperature I want in the shower. Like I twist the knob one way and it's too hot. I go like an inch the other way, it's too cold. I like, why can't I just get the temperature where I want it? It drives me insane.
Can you believe that my wife turned off the heated toilet seat the other day? And she got 2-ply toilet paper. What a joke. And this guy's like, can I just have like 50 cents?
Change. Yeah,
It's
exactly.
like that vibe
I'm
I was
definitely
talking
going with
about.
that as opposed to the
Kind
wheelchair guy. Be like, I've been there, man.
of reminds me of that. Oh,
I've
God.
been there. Like, what do you mean you've been there? Like the other day, my leg fell
Trust
asleep,
me.
and when I got up, I was like, oh,
Dude, I know exactly how you feel.
yeah,
No,
that's a tough one.
do you remember? I think I might have talked about this one before, but like, you remember Vine?
Yeah.
Like, there was a comedian on there, and he was pretending to be a homeless guy, and like, somebody was like doing their point of views, like, "Hey, man, we just wanted to kind of do a good deed today and bring you some pizza."
Yeah.
And it's like Pizza Hut or something. He opens it up, and he's like, "I'm gluten free, thank you." And
Oh.
holds you right back to him.
That would drive me insane if that ever happened. So.
Like turn their nose up at like your doggy bag that you bring them.
All right. Brett Christensen. Lebby calls and says y'all two get to make the decision if we win the coin toss on Saturday at Southern Miss. Are you kicking or receiving? And why? I'm receiving. Winners want the ball.
That's true.
Levy received every kick last year.
I think they won. I think even if they didn't win the toss, I think they returned
Well,
the kick
yeah,
every
even when
game.
they lost, the other team deferred.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So, yeah,
I'm always taking the ball
I
first on
always take the
kicks.
ball first. In my opinion, when you defer, it's the same as losing the toss. Just get the
Yes.
ball. Ryan
Thanks, bro.
Reynolds, the actor, rank these clothing material combinations based on how comfortable they will be to wear Saturday. 100% cotton, 65% polyester, 35% cotton, 100% polyester. There used to be an old joke about the Southern fans back in the day that they were the polyester Eagles, like their fans all wore like these polyester pants and stuff. I think I'm going to go with a mixed blend here, though. I think that's the
The
way to go.
65 polyester.
Yeah.
Cotton is not what you want to
Not in the
wear.
heat.
And well, I mean, I think that's it's going to be manageable,
Yeah.
but this is not a shot at UOA and the cotton industry.
Isn't it, though?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm wearing a cotton shirt right now. What are we
Yeah.
doing here?
Yeah.
I would say I probably wear cotton more than any other
The
like
fabric
type of
of our
cloth.
lives, you know?
It is.
Brad Baxter, I ate at Ed's Burger Joint in Hattiesburg on Saturday for the first time. I had the comeback burger with onion rings and a banana pudding milkshake. In your opinion, where does Ed's rank on the list of the best burgers in Mississippi? In my opinion, Ed's has the number one burger in Mississippi. I haven't tried them
It's up
all,
there. It's up there. It's really good.
but for my money, I love Ed's burgers. That's the best burger in Mississippi to me.
Well, the combination of the burger, the sides, and the milkshake
Yes.
is
Bacon
just about
cheeseburger, Ed's
unmatched.
fries, and a Cap'n Crunch milkshake, and I'm in a good
Like
spot.
you could probably find a better pure like hamburger
Maybe.
because this is a burger place, so they're spitting out the burgers a lot faster.
Yeah.
Somebody that can just focus on the hamburger, that's just like one entree that you're making, the thick patties, like you might find one that could be better.
Right.
But the combination of like it being a burger joint, having the hamburgers, the type of hamburgers that they have, the onion rings, tots, fries, whatever, and then the milkshake, it's really hard to top for like a lunch spot.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's like I said, it's the best one. I would take it over all others. All right. True Maroon asks us, given Mississippi State's brutal 2025 schedule facing multiple college football playoff caliber teams, what would count as real progress or success this season? I mean, there's a case to be made that my prediction of 4-8, if they're 4-8, that means they either beat Arizona State or they've won an SEC game. And if the eight losses in there, if they're all competitive and you're like, man, they were so close, they could have easily been 6-6 or 7-5. I mean, that would have to count as some real progress. It would not be fun, but it would count as progress.
Yeah, agree.
Okay. Jeremy Russell, do either of you recall the specifics and why the athletic departments moved from Nike to Russell Athletics back in the day? Because Mississippi State had a terrible, cheap athletic director who probably had some sort of backroom deal to push the Banner M over the interlocking and profited off of it. How does that sound?
If you know, I'm just gonna throw out a guess here because I don't know the answer to this. But I do know that Nike does not pay out more than Adidas does.
Right.
I don't think that Nike pays as much as people think they do.
Well, I'm certainly paid more than Russell.
I don't know. Russell could have jumped at the fact to have an SEC
I
team.
guess.
I don't know. I really don't know. But it was a bad decision.
Awful. Let's see here. Back with True Maroon, how will Shapen's return and the infusion of talent and passing and run in the passing and running game reshape Mississippi State's offense in 2025? I mean, I think with Shapen's return, if he's healthy the whole season, you get more consistency from that position. You know what we talked about it, Van Buren only completed about 55% of his passes. I would expect way over 60% from Shapen. And having Fluff Bothwell, I really do wish his name was Buff Flothwell. That would be incredible.
Flothwell?
Buff Flothwell. I just want to switch the letters.
Buff the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I had a friend. I said he tried to do a Bothwell and Booth as the American males, but I think Bothwell and Booth as vicious.
Metric mouths.
As vicious and delicious would have been a lot better.
Oh, sure.
Let Booth be Scott Norton.
Yeah.
So,
Scott Norton, what a hoss daddy.
dude, he's so good.
Wasn't he like a bouncer or something?
Probably, yeah.
Him and Kevin Nash,
Yeah.
they were both bouncers.
I think that you talk about reshape the offense. I don't know how much reshaping there really. It's not going to look any different. It's just going to be, can it be more effective, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So yeah, I think it's just about shaping gives you a chance to complete more passes, to do more things in the short passing game than Van Buren did. But I do expect State to be a much more run heavy team this year also as well. Peyton Stewart asks us, hypothetically, by the way, he has one. There's a one, but there's no second question, Peyton. What are you doing here? Hypothetically, if the NFL were to remove ads entirely, how much do you think they would need to charge to watch their games in order to make up the lost revenue? And the NFL would have to do that would have to be billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. It would probably cost you $1,000 a year plus. I mean, to a lot, just a lot, more than you'd probably be willing to pay. They might be able to break you. What the NFL needs to do, in my opinion, is sort of follow the soccer model. Just put the ads up on the screen while the game is happening. We
Yeah.
don't have to have all these commercial breaks. I'm getting a lot of agreement out of you today just because you just don't have the you don't
I
have the
don't.
energy.
I mean, what am I gonna say?
You can't do it today.
I'm trying not to overexude myself.
Yeah. Colton Watson, Brian, how often do the people you interview covering the other teams ask for interviews from you in turn? A couple times a year. Yeah, it's because a lot of those guys are from different mediums. You know, if I'm interviewing a beat writer or just a writer, what are they interviewing me for? The other side of that is like when I interview somebody from 24/7 or from On3, if they're going to do a return interview, they want it from somebody from their network. So they're far more likely to reach out to Robbie, or if they were 24/7, to reach out to Steve to try to get those interviews. So I'm just kind of in an odd spot there. But that said, I do, you know. I'll do a few interviews this year, I'm sure. I know that Brad
Couple
Denny,
cubics,
Cublix had me,
yeah.
but yeah. And that's not somebody I would interview for, like, just to get a one team preview. If I have Cole on, I want to talk about more about Mississippi State than anything else. I know Brad Denny from Arizona State has already said, hey, I want to have you on when that game happens. So there you go. Can we go ahead and make an announcement on this podcast about what channel the game will be on Saturday? Before social media is, I don't know what this word is supposed to be, but with questions about it. Yeah, it's on ESPN. If you are watching College Game Day, you don't have to change the channel.
Raston?
Yeah, I don't know what that word's supposed to be.
Is that an actual word and he's just trying to look smart by typing it
Oh, I mean,
in?
it's got a capital too, so no, it doesn't appear to be a word at all. So I don't know what happened there, Colton.
You
What
know,
do
Fulton doesn't mind correcting us. He's a well actually
I
guy.
mean, I'm just saying. What does the pristine temperatures for a road game this Saturday bode for the climate we should expect for the next four Saturdays in Starkville? Yeah, there's one more push coming of heat. They can feel it.
I was looking at my Facebook memories the other day, and around this time I was saying, like, 3 different years, where did this cooler weather come from?
Yeah.
So this is an every year occurrence. This is
I
fall fall.
still I will still not taunt Mother Nature though.
No.
Okay. Peyton Stewart again, here's the second question. Okay. What's the level of concern that guys like Jerron Manning, says Percy Lewis, I assume he means Dwight Lewis, and Kelly Jones aren't listed as clear-cut starters on today's depth chart? Jones was listed as a starter, right?
It was a or,
Was there an
but
or?
yeah.
With who?
Javon Williams.
Oh.
Both corners were listed as
No.
ors.
I know these lists don't mean much, but it seems like these guys should not have or besides. Well, Dwight Lewis was, I mean, if you had high expectations for him, that's on you. Well, no, neither one of us were ever like, yeah, that's a guy I expect to make a big contribution. Manning and Kelly Jones is a little different, but at the same time, I'm just gonna buy into the idea that it doesn't make a difference.
If this
This
is, it's all like an optics thing within the building, I
Yeah.
think. Like it's not a good optics thing for Mississippi State fans,
Mm-hmm.
but it's lighting a fire under players because they do look at that, whether they know where they are on the depth chart or not. Giving other players confidence. Yeah, you could win the job. You're a or whatever.
Yeah.
It's guys, I don't, this list wasn't even really made by the coaches.
It's true.
Let's just go ahead and get that out. Like, I do think that the starting lineup is going to be fairly accurate. I think most of what you saw as far as the first players listed, especially on the offensive side, is going to be what you see on Saturday. That includes Albert Reese. But some of the stuff was like, you know, Jerron Manning, I think he's going to start. if he doesn't start, I think he's going to play a lot of reps. So let's just wait and see what it looks like. And then Sunday, we can come in here and we can go insane if it's really bad. I'll
Okay.
just do that.
We'll do that. I'm with you. Scotty Dickey asked us if the folks in charge of the new development project announced for Starkville decided that only one restaurant could have the word brother in its name, and you guys were asked to be the taste testers in a contest to determine what restaurant could keep its name, what would the format of the contest be, and what would that be the greatest day of your life? Well, first of all, I have children, so no. I think Robbie would agree with thee. I mean, what would the format? Just be a, bring me your three best dishes.
Samples. You
Yeah,
get
just
samples of food.
yeah.
But like, can we accurately make a
So
decision?
you know what I would do? I would just say like, the older brother holds on to brother, and we just change it to two bros.
Two bros, but I mean that kind of counts, doesn't it?
And we got a little workaround there.
Yeah.
Bros and brother is not the same word.
Two Brothers was first, though.
It was, but the older bro doesn't really work for me. The older brother needs to have like a little more, and it's a little fancier, right? Two bros, though.
Two Bros is what we already call it.
Yeah, exactly. Colby Rushing, what would y'all need to see from the defenses to tell how good they actually are and not just playing USM? Multiple sacks,
Bunch of sacks, threatened
less
turnovers.
than 150 yards rushing.
Are you like routinely getting in the backfield?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see constant pressure. Maybe they beat you on a big play because you brought some pressure. I could live with that. But they need to be getting in the backfield routinely, getting after the quarterback and forcing him into mistakes.
Also, Colby, bonus, I saw Heydad was roasting Robert St. John, so I was wondering, would y'all have any trouble roasting each other at your respective? No. Now, Robbie and I each know enough about each other that,
We roast each other on a
it was
daily
like we roast each other
basis.
on this show. So, Papa Crawdad, rank these type of Twitter accounts, starting with the worst: unfunny parody account, Croot Tweeter, boomer who doesn't understand anything, yells at clouds and complains about a paywall,
Ooh.
burner account made less than a year ago. I mean, there are some accounts that are all four of those things.
Yes.
I think that I'm going to go burner right now. These, Jimmy, the big slick Russellston, they all have a stupid nickname. They think they're funny. The problem is they also think they're funny and they aren't. Like, if you
It's
were funny, if you were making me
like
laugh, I could
they
live
use
with it.
things that are kind of like what's funny to, and I'm not taking a shot at the younger crowd that we have, but like what's funny to like college age students now, like it doesn't
I mean,
really
I
get to
get
me.
that,
Like I don't
but
understand.
like, it's not making me laugh at all. Like,
No.
so
And
I'm going
like
burner accounts. They are a plague right now. Unfunny parody account is two, and there are so many of those.
there's just not as many of those as
Yeah, it
when we
used to
got
be
on
worse.
Twitter for the first time, they didn't have burner accounts, they had
Parody
parody
account,
accounts.
exactly.
And nobody's been able to touch like Summer of Mallet,
Yeah.
Jeremiah Masoli's
Rebel Masoli,
Rebel
yeah,
Masoli.
exactly.
Nobody's been able to touch
Yeah.
those.
You still have like 3-year Letterman, but even his shtick is getting a little old right now. It's the same thing over and over again. Boomer who doesn't understand anything yells at the clouds and complains about a paywall. Awful. Just the
Yes,
worst.
it's really
I
bad.
had that guy last night in your mentions about
So immediately it was like, no thanks.
like,
Like
well,
that,
then
I knew exactly what your
stay
response was.
home.
Like, you don't like Mississippi State bettering its atmosphere. You don't like that. It's not cool to
I just
you.
learned something. I just got a text from our good friend Terry Powell over at the older brother. They do have a TV. I have never seen it on.
Is it in the restaurant
Yeah,
portion
he
or in the
said it looks
cellar?
like a piece of art, but he said we do have a TV in there. So I guess you can watch the games at the older brother.
Seriously?
I didn't know.
Well, I knew I was pretty sure they did when Two Brothers was in there.
Oh, when it was two brothers, they had TV for sure. But yeah. So yeah.
Well, I'll be.
Just a piece of information there for you that you can go and watch the game at the older brother. Also, last one is Crew Tweeter, because I can avoid them the easiest, right? I don't read the mentions.
Yeah.
I don't read the comments. Guy commits, I just whatever. I'm not
It's
looking.
lame, but it's not these other things that
It's
you do.
really bad though. It's really bad. It's like you are not a winner if you're a Crew Tweeter. I will do a
You're
couple
a
more here.
wiener.
couple more here and we'll go to the break. Our good friend Wade Jones. Do you think Dottie, oh, this is a great question. I've always wondered. Do you think Dottie purposely drops the ball at the end of league of the at the end of a league of their own? If so, explain why you think. Go back and watch it. It appears Kit never touches the plate. Well, that, I'm going to assume the Kit never touching the plate is just a plot hole. They thought they had the film and
That was excellent.
Absolutely think she drops the ball on purpose.
Oh.
She wanted her kid sister to have that moment. She knew that she wasn't going to that it wasn't that important to her
Kit,
at that point.
Kit whined and got her way.
Yeah.
And Dottie being the good big sister said, you deserve to get a little shine too.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gave it to her. I thought that was a good story.
Yeah. Our next two questions are kind of the same from our friend Steve Mormon and from Ethan Brazil. And I'll just read Steve's question. With the announcement last week on tailgating in the Junction, do you think the everyday regular fan is being priced out of going to campus? Now, for a good tailgating spot, you have to pay, as well as for parking, tickets, and lodging, which is a two-night minimum. It's really going to keep a lot of people at home, true or not. I think that right now, we're at that, and that's kind of why Mississippi State's, we're talking about, you know, you went and saw the LED lights, and apparently there's a little bit more to that than meets the eye, that there's some more stuff the fans are going to be excited about.
They've spent $9 million on renovation this
season. So you have to do that, because if you're going to tell people, hey, you got to pay for this, you got to pay for this, you got to pay for this, oh, and you got to pay for the players too, you got to give them something.
So, but, you know, Selman's trying to make revenue.
Yeah.
And that this is the time we have to do it, and he's finding every way. And also on top of that, the Southern tradition, I understand the average fans, and I understand the, you know, the students being put out by this, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Southern tradition tailgating is just, it's just going to look so much more.
It'll look better.
That is the eye shot of your tailgating scene.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are coming into town or they have a drone shot or whatever, you see nothing but black tents lined up.
Yeah, I wish they were maroon. Wish they were maroon.
That'd be nice, but the Junction has looked like a ghost town several games.
It has been bad, yeah.
Especially the early game.
And one thing I want to say is this, and this is, you know, this is the truest part of this. State wins, you'll show up.
Yeah.
They win, they show up. You'll find a way to pay the money.
The reason that we have talked more about lights and sound and helmet stickers and all these little things, cleaning up the stadium, is because they're losing. And whenever you're losing, all of that stuff gets magnified.
Right.
And so you're right. If they start winning, it's just like wrestling right now. I think they're pricing out fans.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to have to pay $20 more per month to watch wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the tickets are going way up, but the supply and the demand is nuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're selling out every arena they're in.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. Like, if they start to win, there won't be near as many complaints. But right now they're not, and you're asking a whole lot out of your fan base for a 2-10 football team.
Agreed.
But, you know, that's one of the things that Zach Selman said last night, and I won't talk about everything that he said, but I think this is worth mentioning, is they did have to go and pay for a lot of things this year to try to upgrade this experience with money that they didn't want to spend right now. With all the revenue sharing they're about to have to do, they didn't want to do this right away. But they felt like the fans were owed something.
Yeah.
And for that, I applaud them tremendously. That's the things that you and I were talking about last
yes.
year. They need to listen to the fans more. They need to give them more.
They need to listen to us more.
That's
where the power lies.
It's true.
So, all right. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. We just mentioned Older Brother. They do have televisions. That means if you're looking to watch college football any weekend in Starkville, those two places are great places to go. Great food, TV, cold drinks. It's all right there for you. And, of course, we love a trip to either one of them. For lunch or for dinner, we are fans of the brothers, Two Brothers and Older Brother. Two great places to eat here in Starkville. Great you could do this.
We're going
to
try.
We're going to power through. Okay. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50, brother.
All right.
50.
We need it. when you need technology for your
It
business.
actually isn't as bad whenever I go high pitch.
Maybe you should do the rest of the show like that.
I'm just going to talk in Dan Mullen speak the rest of the day.
Yeah. You need a new copier or a new printer? You need new computers and new laptops? The place to call is Advantage Business Systems, because you know that after the fact, after the sale, they're still there for you. You know, a lot of businesses, they'll sell it to you, but then afterwards, good luck. You know, best of luck to you. Not with Advantage Business Systems. Give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com, on how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. If you're going to be in Starkville and you're looking for great Mississippi State gear, there's no other place than Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection. Everything you're looking for, maroon and white, not just clothes, stuff for the car, the house, the tailgate, it's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. They have the logos that you want, the interlocking, the state script. Check it out at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code to save yourself some money. Thunder15 takes 15% off the regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game at Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you take a trip to Maroon and Co. I know that the weekends are getting a little tighter now because we got college football back, but you still got to get out there in the yard. You still got projects around the house that need to get done. That means you still need to go see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. What are you doing around the house this weekend? You got to mow the grass. You got to get in the garden. You're just cooking out. You got some honeydew projects you got to catch up on. A trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden means everything you're looking for is in one spot. You need new tools. You need a new mower. You need a new grill. We got you covered at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Head to Saltillo before your next big project. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you want for less. Maybe the weirdest question we've ever gotten on the Rumblings right here. Here we go. Adam Serkin asks us, if you had to choose one body part to be edible, and there was no pain associated with it, and it would grow back within 24 hours with full functionality, what would you choose and what would it taste like? What the hell, bro?
This is kind of like the questions though that I expect out of the
Well, like,
rumblings.
first off, there's only so many options. I can't pull my own ribs out because you say that's not going to hurt. My heart has to stay where it is, right? So I can't eat
Well,
ribs. My loin? Am I going to my pork loins? What am I doing here?
I mean, I can't think of anything that
I don't want to
be
eat anything on
enjoyable.
myself. I don't want to eat myself.
It says if you had to,
You
like,
had
what's
to. So,
a
okay.
gun to your head?
Yeah. They're going to drop an atomic bomb that will only kill you.
Let's just say, like, pinky.
Yeah. I'll eat
It
my.
needs to be something that's not going to
Yeah.
affect what you do, like, in a big way.
Yeah. I'll eat my
And a
pinky.
pinky,
My pinky.
can we do the pinky?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would it taste? What would it taste like? I assume it'll taste like raw meat. I like the other, there's no pain. So I'm gonna saw off my own pinky and it's not gonna hurt. I
Yeah,
can't wait.
just say you're sitting around, you're hungry, and you had to eat your body parts.
I'm gonna eat a dub. Like Jameis Winston out here. Great question here from we got some good questions today. That was a weird one, but this is a good one. Dylan Newell. Who knew what time it was when the first clock was made? What a great question. It was like, yeah, it's noon, sure.
So how far back are we going? Are we going sundial? Or are we going
Well, like a sundial
like
is
an
just kind of
actual
like an
clock?
actual clock. What year was the clock invented?
Like a sundial, I think you could get
The mechanical
somewhere.
clock was invented in 13th to 14th century.
Okay.
So somebody
So
was looking
that's
at a sundial and they were like, so you realize it could be a couple
medieval
minutes off.
times.
Could be a couple minutes off. They're
It
like,
could be. But like, you know, the sundial like could at least get you in
yeah, you're in the
certain,
ballpark.
yeah.
You're in the ballpark.
So that would probably be my answer for that.
John, who is the Mount Rushmore of Mississippi State players that declared for the draft earlier than they should have? Any sport. Duronya Wilson's on there, unfortunately. So is Boniquas Brown, I think.
No, there's going to be better players.
All right, Duronya's on there.
Well, all right. So, what are we defining that? Like,
Like they
they did
declared and
earlier
they
and they
didn't get
should,
drafted or
like,
something.
they, like, we were all like, yeah, you
This
should have
guy's
done
got to
that.
come back. DJ Stewart?
Yeah, maybe so. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, because there's players that declared early that just didn't work out,
Yeah.
but we kind of expected them to. And
Yeah.
then there's the players that, we were like, what is
Yeah.
this person doing?
Yeah. Duranya Wilson is a guy who I thought would have worked out, but it didn't. I couldn't have known he was going to run a five flat.
Josh Robinson, same
That's a good
thing.
one. That's a
Neither
good
one
one.
of those guys should have declared earlier.
Yeah.
It ruined their careers.
Trying to think of like baseball. Is there somebody who's like they went to the pros and like they could have come back for another year?
David Mershon, but it's still early.
Yeah, it's too early to know.
That's a guy, like, if he doesn't make it,
A couple years, yeah.
they like probably should have come
Yeah,
back.
so I don't know. That's a tough one. Brogan Fairchild, which mascot versus 100 men challenge was the toughest for you and Borky to determine the winner? It's the ones with knights. Like,
Where they have like
they
swords.
have a sword and they have a horse. Like, it's difficult because yeah, it feels like 100 men should be able to do that. But if he can ride around and hack at you, I don't know. We had the one with the Trojan. We had Trojans. I was like, I think the
100
Trojan.
men, I think, could take down a knight.
We disagreed.
Well, the first thing you do is you knock the horse
But
off.
that's the problem. He's like, he's able to get away, and
That's 100 people.
I agree. I thought, but Borky talked me into it. So I recently listened to Joel and Logan's interview of Coach Zimmerman, and he seemed to temper expectations on this year's season. What should those expectations be after State's big win over Wake Forest? I think that just getting back to the NCAA tournament, I don't know if you can win the SEC again, but just getting back to the SEC tournament sounds like a perfectly acceptable season.
Yeah, it's not a team that I look at that's got the senior leadership that last year's team did, and that team was just a lot, so much more experienced. So there's going to be some growing pains with this team, but that certainly had to change your expectations a little bit.
I agree.
I mean, Wake Forest is no slouch. It's not like they lost a ton of players and they're in rebuilding mode. They started 3-0, 3 or 4-0. I think they beat LSU in there. They'd shut out all their opponents before it happened. And you scored two goals on them. So, I mean, it might have changed the expectations for sure.
Let's see here. Mimi Aldridge asks, have people collectively forgotten how to work a four-way stop? Could you review the rules to educate the people of Starkville? It's not difficult.
I don't think people, like, in general, ever knew the rules.
I think some people know the
Like,
rules.
I mean, I'm just talking about, like, the people that
But
he's
what's going on
discussing.
with downtown right now? Yeah, you got all these four-way stops. It's a problem.
The one that drives me crazy is when you have the flashing light at the
Yeah.
red light
Yeah.
and people just don't
They don't
know what
understand
that
that's
means,
it's just four-way stop.
or
That's
the
all that
lights
means.
out.
Yeah.
The lights
It's
out,
four-way stop.
it's four-way stop,
Yeah.
and they just don't understand.
Yeah.
I have a very difficult time with this whenever I'm taking my kid or picking my kid up at school.
Yeah.
The car rider line, you have the four-way
Yeah.
stop. People believe that they can come from a different direction and cut 50 cars.
They cannot.
You can't do that. But they continuously do it.
Yeah.
And so I have vowed, I did it on Facebook, I vowed to teach my own class to parents on how to work a car rider line because they just don't get it. They don't understand how it works. They have no common courtesy. Not everybody, but a lot of them don't. They don't. Another thing, like you have the streets, like in Ackerman, where my kid goes, you have to get on the side of the road. And so we're riding down the side of the road. You have streets that cross over, and you're supposed to leave an opening there for when people want to turn in or leave.
Right.
And people continuously just sit right there in the middle.
Nah, that's not good.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've told you about this the other day, but I was coming up I guess it's coming up Main Street from around where the Methodist Church is, the
Yep.
Presbyterian Church is. And
About City Hall.
right, so there's that first
That's
four-way stop.
Methodist.
The one behind? That's Presbyterian,
You're
isn't
talking
it?
about the one whenever you're the City Hall is right there?
Yeah.
That's a
Is
Methodist
it
building.
Methodist? Okay. Well, my apologies to the Protestants. So I give that, you know,
Big difference.
you give that first red light, right? It was four-way stop, right? So half of the street is under construction. The other half is a one-way street, right?
Yes.
All you can do is go that way. Somebody just said the hell with that and just came through.
Yeah, don't you love
I'm
that?
just like, and if I had been 10 seconds faster, I would have been in the road and then we would have met and I would have sat there until the end of time. I never would have backed up. Been like, you're screwed up, you back out and go around.
And they get mad at
They would
you.
have gotten mad at me and
Yeah.
I wouldn't even looked at them. I just gotten on my phone and been like, how long am I gonna sit here, buddy? I'll be
Yeah.
here all day.
I got all day, buddy.
All right.
until 3 p.m.
Yeah,
for the
well,
fall.
it was a Sunday,
Oh,
so
okay, you're
no
good.
problem. Rob Montgomery, if State and Ole Miss switch schedules this year, would it change your predictions for both teams?
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't do a Mississippi State's SEC preview, but you've already know what we're doing. All right, so let's just real quick. Ready? So Mississippi State's playing these games. Georgia State
Win.
at Kentucky.
Win.
Arkansas at home.
Win.
Tulane.
Ooh. They might be one of the better teams there. That's at home.
Yeah,
I
at
think
home.
they could win that game.
So 4-0. LSU at home, loss. Washington State at home,
Should win that.
should win. At
Good.
Georgia, loss.
We're giving State a lot of credit
We
for
are,
being
we are.
improved.
At Georgia,
Loss.
at Oklahoma, probably a loss. At South Carolina at home, probably a loss.
Loss.
The Citadel at home win, Florida
Loss.
loss, and then at Mississippi, at Ole Miss. They'd be at Ole Miss.
And at that point, I mean, I
I mean,
think
who
Ole Miss
knows?
is probably going to be down. I mean, I would probably pick Ole Miss
So
right
two,
now,
three,
but.
four, five, six. No, hold on. Four, five. We have State 6-6. We have them 4-0 and beating Kentucky and Arkansas. And we'll say it like this. We have them 6-5, and we don't know what the Egg Bowl would
And
be.
that's assuming that this team's making a major jump.
Right,
I
right,
think they
right.
can.
Right. Ole Miss now at Southern Miss. Win.
Win.
Arizona State.
At home.
Yeah. Probably a
They
win.
win that game.
Yeah. Alcorn win. Northern Illinois wins. They're 4-0. Tennessee at home.
I think they win
They
that
win
game.
5-0.
Yeah.
At A&M. Loss.
Loss.
At Florida.
Loss.
Loss. Texas at home.
Loss.
At Arkansas, win.
Win.
Georgia at home,
Loss.
loss. At Missouri.
Ooh.
Probably a win.
Think they would
Yeah.
win.
All right. So one. We gave them Arizona State.
Yes.
One, two, three, four. We gave them Tennessee. Five.
No.
Did we not?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Five. Six. We're giving them Missouri.
Yes.
They'd be 7-4 coming into the Egg Bowl.
That would be
So yeah,
the
be
schedule. The
interesting.
schedule says a lot.
Yeah.
I think State and Ole Miss are still pretty far apart, but not as much as you think.
Yeah. Also, if they played each other's schedule last year, does Ole Miss still go 9-3 and the State still go 2-10? State's probably still going 2-10, right? They
Yeah.
lost to Toledo.
Yeah, I have
But Ole
them
Miss does
ranked.
not go 9-3 if they have to play at Georgia, at Texas, at Tennessee, Yeah, they just don't. And at Arizona State. So, no.
Yeah. They'd be 8-4 pushing 9-3 though, probably.
Yeah, I agree.
That was still super talented though.
John Clark Packer asked us to rank these backup MSU quarterbacks: Elijah Staley, Braden Locke, Jalen Maiden, Josh Riddell, Chance Leverage. Riddell actually won games. Riddell's
Yeah,
won.
he's probably number one. And then from there, oof, Braden Locke, I don't hardly ever remember him playing. I would say probably Chance Levertich is last, maybe. Maybe Elijah Staley. Would Elijah Staley be ahead of Jalen Maiden?
The thing about Lovertich is that he actually was a quarterback that started games before. He has some wins on his resume.
At South Alabama,
Yeah.
also, yeah.
I'm gonna
Yeah,
go
but what do you do at Mississippi
no
State is the thing.
I'm gonna go Riddell, Maiden. No, Maiden do anything at State.
Staley, probably.
Staley.
But he didn't do much either.
He had a touchdown pass. Maiden doesn't have, these other three guys don't have a touchdown pass at Mississippi State. Oh, Lovertich does, doesn't he? Didn't he come in at the end of that Vanderbilt game?
Yeah, he did, I
So, okay,
think.
so Lovertich third, Maiden fourth, Locke fifth. Because Maiden did go on to San Diego State and have some success. Braden Locke has not done much of anything. He wasn't great at Wisconsin. So there we go. That's our rankings. Let's see here. Cameron Worm.
Big word.
Recently, a friend and fellow listener of the podcast claimed his golf ball hit a tree and cracked. So he took a drop in the fairway, and so he took a drop in the fairway. In your expert opinion, the blow golf ball hit a tree or a lawnmower? Let me see this. I have never seen a ball crack like that from hitting a tree. I think it got run over.
Yeah, that seems a little far-fetched. You're gonna
Yeah.
have to put some pressure on that thing, I feel like, for it to crack.
There you go. Great question here from Jack Bryan. In an alternate universe where Stonka is an Ole Miss Sigma Nu pledge, How highly would Braylon Burnside rank on the all-time name list? People would take Braylon Burnside there, not over
That's an Old South name of.
Willingham Rotterman,
Yes.
the greatest Ole Miss name in history. It's number one.
Burnside is a was a Confederate general, wasn't he?
No,
Or
he was a Union
Union
general.
general.
Yeah.
That's where Burnside, the sideburns
Sideburns,
came
yeah.
from.
But they had Ulysses Bentley, so I mean, it works out.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's see here. Brooks Taylor, should the tailgate booths on the Upper West Side go? It looks terrible to me while watching a game, and I just don't know what to think of them. I know they're basically a space taker. Why not banners if we know we can't sell them? But they can sell them. They are
They're
sold,
sold
right?
out.
Yeah. So, no, I would
Yeah,
not
they've
get
been
rid of
sold
them.
out every year.
Would not get rid of them.
That's here's the thing
I
about
do think they
it's
look terrible, though.
they don't look good because they're not uniform with the rest of the stadium. That's the biggest thing for me. I think it's a cool concept, and it's a way to sell those spaces because you couldn't sell them otherwise. It's just a big empty hole up there. And I don't think banners would look good at all. That'd actually be bad, I think, for your optics. It shows that you can't fill those spaces.
Right.
So I don't really have a problem with it.
Yeah. Let's see here. Also from Brooks, y'all talked about the tunnel and third and fourth quarter songs, and money for nothing is a solid idea. But apparently, For Whom the Bell Tolls is coming back.
For Whom the Bell Tolls is coming
So he
back.
said it has to be the intro. Would Hell's Bells be a good third, fourth quarter song? It'd be okay. I think the problem with Hell's Bells is it's kind of slow.
Well, don't they play it for every third down?
Well, they just do the Undertaker bell.
At some point, they played Hell's Bells. They played the bells
They did
maybe a
that.
year
They have
ago.
done that, but I think they go more Undertaker Bell now.
I think they do both.
Okay.
Just
But
trying to
yeah,
get, you know,
Hell's
like they do
Bells
with
is kind of a
Taylor.
slow song, and you need a faster song
Yeah.
for that. Nathan Kelly does not have a rumblings, but wanted to publicly send my condolences out to Hesh Rapkin, a.k.a. Jerry Adler.
Rest in peace.
96, just a kid.
He was just a kid.
Yeah. And Hesh, whatever happened there?
Great character.
Oh, nothing? Okay.
No.
Okay. Dalton Lee went to a bachelor party this week. Dalton Lee, of course, went
Oh
to a
God, what
bachelor
do we
party this
have
week. We
here?
had Waffle House every morning.
Yes.
Okay, that's actually really cool. What's your go-to order, and how much Waffle House is too much? First off, if you go 3 days in a row, four is pushing it.
Yeah, you're becoming a little bit of a psycho at that point.
Yeah. My go-to order. Do I want breakfast or do I want dinner, Robbie? Tell me.
When I go to Waffle House, I eat breakfast, so.
Pecan waffle. Bacon, a little floppy. I asked for it a little floppy. Double order of hash browns, scattered, double chunked, and triple covered.
Okay, that's ham.
Two orders of ham and three slices of cheese.
Okay.
All right. If we're going for dinner, it's the same hash brown order, but I get the three pork chops with it.
Okay.
That's my go-to for Waffle House.
My dad eats a pork chop
I
there
can
too.
be talked into a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah. I do I just do a waffle with bacon normally. Or I'll do like the what is it, the All-Star Breakfast Grand Slam, whatever it is.
Now I'm hungry.
I do that every now
Haven't
and
eaten
then.
yet.
Depends on how hungry I am.
Matt McCann with the mascot challenge. Amalgamation style, he says. Great word usage by me last week. I agree. All right. Name the Chicago mascots. Who are the
This
two
might be
MLB?
tough.
Who are the two MLB teams?
That's the Cubs and the White Sox.
NHL?
Blackhawk.
Right. MLS. It's named after a great historical event. Or not, it's not a great one, but it's a historical event, something that happened in
The
Chicago.
fire.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you for the clue. I had no idea.
The University of Chicago. I don't know this
I
one.
don't know that one either. University of Chicago and then Illinois Chicago are two different places. Don't
Right.
know that one.
University of Chicago is the Phoenix.
Okay. A lot of fire.
Yeah, well, you say that. What is Illinois, Chicago?
The
They're
Flames.
the Flames, exactly.
Didn't know them.
Also from Matt, also while in Hattiesburg this weekend, go to Crescent City Grill if you get a chance. Get fried green tomatoes and white chocolate bread pudding. Thank me later. Hey, Matt, look at me right here.
Matt's talking to us like we've never
Matt,
been
look at
there
me right
before.
here. You're preaching to the choir. All right, been there, done that. So
We've eaten things on that don't even
they don't even
exist
exist on
on
the
the menu.
menu at that restaurant. Yeah, so. Avery Pryor, me and my friend have made a bet where if Mississippi State goes 4-8, then I have to run a milk mile. Oh. But if they go 6-6, he has to run one. And if they go 5-7, we each have to run a half mile and drink a half gallon of milk. Who will win? I got a bad feeling for you, Avery. I think you're going to be the one winning it. I think Robbie thinks you're both going to end up. By the way, why would you do that? Like, if they go 5-7, it's just a push. You don't. Nobody wins. Nobody loses.
Yeah, you both have to go do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I couldn't do that. Me and my buddies did the milk chug challenge. Is that what it
You
is?
get
It's a
sick.
jug. Oh yeah. You can't hold it down.
Yeah, you can't do
If
that.
you drink through an entire gallon of milk, it is coming back up. It's like Mentos and Coke.
No good. Mark Burleson, tag team match between us and a pair of coaches in the SEC. Who could we beat? I know who I know who we could beat. Ready?
Coaches,
The two coaches, if
or I'd
they're
have
the
to
other.
scroll through a bunch of stuff after I did the thing
Your mentions are
last
probably
night.
rough right now. All right, here's who it is. The two coaches we could beat, Drinkwitz and Kiffin.
You think so?
Yeah.
We take them out,
Yeah.
take their legs
They're
out, and just,
soft.
yeah.
Yeah. The two coaches we don't want to fight, Lebby and Napier.
Okay.
All right. Lebby and
Some
Napier is
interesting.
like that. We don't want any part of that.
Kirby Smart's kind of psychotic,
He's a psychopath, former
and
safety.
he used to lay people
There's a
out.
lot. There's a lot longer list of guys we don't want to fight versus the words. The ones we do want to fight outside of Drinkwitz and Kiffin, I don't know who it is. DeBoer doesn't look very tough.
Yeah, the
Freeze. Oh, wait, Freeze might.
Freeze.
I might take Freeze over Drinkwitz.
Yeah, but he's sick right now, isn't he?
I would feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there, that's my choice. Pittman, honorable mention on who I don't want to fight.
Freeze is a lover, but not a fighter.
It's a true story. Ford Polk, do you like calling your timeouts before the 2-minute warning or after? First off, it's the 2-minute timeout. Let's get the verbiage correct.
Yeah, the NFL is going to sue you, Ford.
I mean, it depends on the scenario, right? Like, what am I trying to do here? What am I trying
It
to
totally depends on the
accomplish?
scenario.
So, rank these on who you would have most liked to have seen on game day as a guest picker for state: Jerry Clower, John Stennis, Boo Ferris, Machine Gun Kelly. Jerry
Jerry
Clower
Clower,
as a game day picker would have been an
oh,
unbelievable.
without a doubt,
Lee Corso, not so fast.
without a doubt, Jerry Clower.
He would have had those guys peeing on
Oh my
themselves
God, it'd been
laughing.
incredible. I would add a bit for every single pick. That's the ones that are so good.
Them Ole Miss Rebels, I don't like them. Marcell Leadbetter, a big Ole Miss fan. Senator Stennis, probably too. Machine Gun Kelly would be incredible. We're gonna have a mass
We
murderer
have
up
a
here.
serial killer up
Yeah.
here for you
Boo
got.
Ferris is, I mean, Boo Ferris and Jonathan Papelbon are the same thing. Both guys,
But
both pitchers.
Papelbon was at least,
Yeah, he had some.
he had a
Yeah.
personality.
He's
And
a.
I'm saying Boo Ferris didn't, but
Yeah.
Papelbon was kind of like a
Yeah. Shelby Beach.
figure.
Here we go. Somebody asked about ideal songs for team walkout in the fourth quarter. So we already did that. Was it a moving away from Mullen thing to get rid of Journey, or was it to get the Joe taste out of our mouths? It just didn't make sense to keep playing it. It was just annoying to have games where you're down, three touchdowns and you hear "Don't Stop Believing." If they had just used it
When they needed to
when they
use it.
needed to, if they
Yeah.
had let the situation dictate, it would still be the song today.
Like the perfect time for it was 17 Alabama
Yeah.
going into the fourth quarter. Didn't
Yes.
work,
Didn't work,
but.
but yeah. Blake Harrell asked us, what was your favorite Jack Crystal moment that we can tell on the show? That we can
Yeah,
tell
I have.
without using profanity?
My favorite Jack Crystal moment was my first game working Mississippi State sports and media relations. And we go and we're in the bathroom in the press box, and he walks in the middle of a it might have been halftime, and he goes, "GD network television makes you hold your longer, PISS."
Yeah, I get it.
And I was like, "Jack Crystal, what did you just say?"
Yeah.
Well, I'm standing next to him at the urinal.
My favorite call of Jack Crystal is "The silence is deafening" from the Kentucky game in 1995, where State
My
wins by
favorite
five.
is whenever he said if they called a celebration penalty on
I'll
Jarrett
shoot him.
Norwood, he's going to shoot
That's
him.
a good one. My favorite off the air is we were in Lexington. State had just beaten UConn, and we drove up the next day. So we're in this hotel, and Jack Crystal is there, and he's trying to watch whoever Syracuse was playing. Syracuse wins that game to go on to the Final Four. So he's trying to
UConn.
watch that. No,
Not
UMass was
UConn.
in the Final Four.
Oh, in the Elite
This,
Eight.
this they would have
Okay.
been playing their Elite Eight game. I think it was Utah, maybe Arizona. It was a West Coast team, I think. And somebody stand like these two people start walking and they stand right in front of the TV, and they're just having a conversation.
He did not like
And he
them.
just literally was like, "Could you move out of the GD way? I'm trying to watch the effing ball game." And I'm just like, yes.
They used to tell us in media relations, whatever you do when you take these stats to the radio booth, set them off to the side. Do not reach over Jack Crystal and put them down. And I did it one time, and I
You
got
reached
cussed.
over?
I got cussed,
Oh, I bet you
pretty
did.
bad. And I used to eat dinner with him at the games,
Yeah.
and man, some of the stuff he said about the Stansberry kids coming in there and running around, he was not happy about them coming in there and stealing all the cookies and all the
Yeah.
snacks and all that
He
stuff.
felt about them the way we felt about those media relations kids when they would come steal all the food.
Exactly.
So, what is the margin of victory that Mississippi State needs over USM to increase confidence for the season? Anything over 20, 24, and I feel really good.
It needs to be over 30 for me.
35-10, I feel good.
If it's 31 to 10, I'm
Yeah.
coming away from that happy.
Yeah, I agree. Alex Barham, what happened? There it is. Okay. Name one breakout player from offense and defense. Okay. Offense. I mean, is Anthony Evans a breakout player?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's an easy one.
Either Anthony Evans or Brennan Thompson getting like, say Brennan Thompson has like 50 catches and Anthony Evans has like 60.
Yeah.
Those are breakout
All right.
performances.
And then I'm going to go Zachary Tillman.
Okay.
Think he's going to lead state in sacks this year.
Trying to think if there's somebody else. I think Kelly Jones is going to emerge.
Okay.
We're going to be talking a lot about him.
Okay.
I could
That'll
see
work.
that.
Surely this is the last time in a long time we play USM with the new scheduling format, right? State has games with USM scheduled for 2030 and 2031, including one in Hattiesburg. I don't know if those will stand up.
I would not do another non-conference
You can't
game
play non-conference games on
against
the
group of
road.
five teams on the road.
You,
As much
especially if, with nine games, right? Some years you're going to have four. You're only going to have four conference home games, right? That means all three of, if you want to have seven home games, you got to have three home conference games.
I gotta be honest, I would not schedule USM
I wouldn't
anymore.
either, but
I wouldn't schedule Sun Belt teams. I wouldn't
I would
schedule
schedule them. No, I schedule them
AAC.
at home.
I wouldn't schedule them at home. I would schedule two absolute cupcakes for my two games that I've.
We get three.
Well, the other one has to be a Power Four team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point.
So
Yeah.
those two games, I want to
One's an
guarantee I'm going to get
FBS
a
team,
hit.
and yeah, I'm playing. It's,
What
I
if your
understand the
schedule's going to be
jokes because they
absolutely
lost to
brutal?
Toledo last year, but yes, I'm scheduling as light as I can.
Yeah, for
I
those
agree.
two games,
Yeah.
with your schedule being what it's going to be,
Yeah.
nine SEC games, plus you have to play a Power Four team, there's no way I'm going to schedule two teams that could potentially
Agree.
beat me.
Agree. Tri-tip, leg quarters, or ribs for Saturday? What time do you want to eat? Do you want to eat while State is playing, or is this like you're cooking out the whole day? Because if I'm cooking out the whole day, I'll do ribs. But if you want to go quick, I mean, tri-tip and leg quarters get
Leg quarters
quick.
will be quicker than tri-tip
Yeah.
too, probably.
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing. Yeah. Let's see here. Jeremy Martin, would you rather Saturday for the opening? What would you rather have for the opening offensive drive Saturday? Deep pass to score or steady 5, 7 yards down the field to score? Definitely knock him, hit him with a knockout punch, right? Get first play up top, score 7-0. Crowd sits down. State's in control from there. That's what you
That or
want.
like you feel like you could have a home run play
Yeah.
with Booth or something,
Yes.
like
A long touchdown. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Two more questions here. Brick Thomas, this morning in class, I subconsciously blurted out my answer 50, like Robbie does for the ad read. What was the moment you subconsciously blurted something out not meaning to? Ooh. I'm trying to think.
One time, this wasn't me, but it's still a funny story. My friend Moose, we were in Sunday school class. We had just started college, I think. It was like college class. And our teacher was Scott Fulcher, great guy. He passed away a few years ago, but
Yeah.
rest in peace. The Moose's phone started going off, and it was back whenever like you had the Nokias and you could get the ringtones that was like music. And like we did that for the first time. So like all of our ringtones were music, even text messages.
Yeah.
And his started playing Last Dance with Mary Jane, or Mary Jane's Last Dance, I guess is what it's
Yeah.
called. And so like it's playing and he's like, oh shoot. So he pushes the button on the side, it's still playing. And he's like, he opens it up, it's still playing. It wouldn't stop playing. So he got to the part where it was like, oh my, oh. And he took the battery out and it finally stopped. So our social teacher finished the song, that part right there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine is I was the first time I came home. Oh, sorry. It wasn't the first time. I was home my freshman year for Thanksgiving, right? So we're home for like Thursday, Friday. We're going to drive up to Oxford on Saturday for the Egg Bowl. And a buddy of mine came by the house. I was going to get a ride with him for wherever we were going on a Friday night before the game. And he comes in, and my mom already had the Christmas tree up and fully decorated. And I was just like, can you believe this effing thing? And I said, but I didn't say effing. And my mom's sitting right there. And he looked at me and I realized what I had said. And I looked at her and she was like,
Slapped you over
she
the
gave me a smack. Yeah. And then I was,
head.
almost 19 years old, but I wasn't too old to take a smack that day.
Buddy, if I said that in front of my mom right now,
Right now, she'd hit you.
backhand.
Yeah. We already answered the one about the temperature for the game. Last question, Tyler Hunt, with the announcement of the 9-game SEC slate starting next year, who are your predictions for the three permanent opponents starting in 2026? Ole Miss. I'm going to go Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Kentucky.
That's been my picks too.
That just makes the most sense.
Kentucky was state's cross
Makes
division
sense.
rivalry
And then
forever.
you got to have somebody that's, the thing with the if they're looking at that 10-year records, and they're like splitting the SEC in half. A&M is fifth.
Well, and here's the thing too,
So that could be your good team.
Dayton A&M, since A&M's been in this league, have been
They've been
fairly
fairly
neck and
even.
neck, and they played every year.
Yeah.
And it's
You could do Auburn.
maroon versus
You could
maroon.
do Auburn.
You could do Auburn.
But
You could
Auburn,
do Alabama. I hope that's not the
I don't
case.
think it's going to be Alabama. Because
Surely it wouldn't be the
I've
case.
been thinking about it like in just in terms of TV. They do not want to have Mississippi State, Alabama every year. They want Alabama playing three marquee games.
So my thought is potentially it's Alabama, Georgia,
So
or Alabama, LSU.
Alabama is keeping Auburn and Tennessee. I
Correct.
think it's going to be LSU.
There's no way that they
Because
don't do that for ratings.
Georgia will keep Tennessee, they'll
Auburn.
keep Auburn, and they'll keep Florida.
Yep.
That'll be their three. So there we go. All right, guys. Back to football tomorrow. We'll have some Southern Mississippi opponent preview, and we will be getting ready for the opener, which is coming up quick, quick, quick. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.